Today's theme is Baptism of Jesus. I'm not sure Nerida already knew about the theme today for the baptism, but interestingly, Saskia's baptism is on the Sunday, the Baptism of Jesus. The practice of baptism emerged from Jewish ritualistic practices during the Second Temple period. Additionally, various texts in the Dead Sea Scroll at Qumran describe ritual practices involving washing, bathing, sprinkling, and immersing. The Second Temple period, or post-exilic period in Jewish history, denotes the approximately 600 years during which the Second Temple stood in the city of Jerusalem. Therefore, the practice of baptism could have appeared after Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. Perhaps that's the reason why there is no mention of baptism in the Old Testament. The concept of baptism before Jesus was born was repentance. The writers of Mark and Acts also mentioned John's baptism as a baptism of repentance. However, it raises a question. Why was Jesus baptized? Was he a sinner? Absolutely not. Jesus is the Son of God and God himself. Of course, he was innocent and perfect because he was the Son of God. Another meaning of baptism, to be the children of God by Spirit, was added to the original meaning of baptism, repentance, through Jesus' baptism. It also means to belong to God and a faith community. Therefore, according to scriptures, baptism has three meanings: repentance, cleansing sin by baptizing with water; belonging to God by baptism with the Spirit; and preparing the way for the coming Jesus. During the early church in Roman persecution, baptism could be a significant decision and a risk. On the other hand, being baptized could be a point of pride to prove truth, a true faith. After the Roman Empire officially proclaimed Christianity as its national religion, interestingly, some Roman emperors were baptized just before death. It was because they wanted to go to heaven by being cleansed before they died. But they misunderstood the meaning of baptism. Baptism is not the utilitarian way to only go to heaven, but belonging to God and preparing the way for the coming Jesus. The chance to be baptized is open to everyone. We cannot find any mentions that John the Baptist refused to baptize those who wanted to be baptized. The opportunity to belong to God is still open, just as our church is open to everyone who wants to join our Sunday worship service and be a part of our congregation. But some church denominations still have a strict stance on baptizing someone. For example, the Korean Methodist Church, where I had belonged, can baptize church members who regularly attend the church for a year or 2 years and have received basic faith education over around 6 months. Non-baptized members cannot join Holy Communion and also cannot be in lay leadership positions. And also, a few church denominations don't baptize young children or babies because they claim there was no case of infant baptism in the Bible. Of course, I respect their opinions. They may have different theological stances on the matter. Nevertheless, I baptize everyone who asks to be baptized, including infants and young children, because all of us are beloved children of God. God does not reject anyone who asks to belong. So today, I am baptizing a young child, Saskia, Judy's granddaughter. I think this baptism is meaningful for her and her family because Endeavor Hills Uniting Church is an important part of her mother, Nerida, and also her family. Saskia's baptism at the church where her mom, Nerida, grew up and was involved is very meaningful. Moreover, Saskia's baptism belonging to God will be a significant part of her life. Let us celebrate the child, Saskia, belonging to God and being a part of the kingdom of God. May the blessing of God and His love abide with Saskia and her family forever. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the understanding that baptism is not just a symbolic act, but a sacred commitment to repentance, cleansing, and belonging to your kingdom. We lift up in prayer Saskia and her family. May your blessings surround them, and may Saskia's baptism mark the beginning of a life filled with your love, guidance, and grace. Bless this congregation and all those who seek to belong to you. May our hearts be open to the opportunities for renewal and transformation that baptism brings. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we offer this prayer. Amen.